This is Rabbi Judah from Beth Messiah, and this is going to conclude my Bible study on the theology of sin. I'm always teaching from the Tree of Life Bible. This final teaching is a little bit cautious because I want to touch on the difference of theology as a Messianic Jew from those of you who are raised in Christianity. And I want to assure you that as a Messianic Jew, I am not more saved than you are. Salvation doesn't come from works. It comes from the miraculous work of our Messiah, Yeshua, who saves us through his grace. However, there is a fundamental difference between what the Christian theology is about sin and what the Messianic theology is about sin. A different theology does not change our salvation. We have the same salvation and we have the same future. And very simply, in Christianity, as a rule, sin is considered something that you do or something that you do not do. While in all of Judaism, sin is a direction. You are either moving closer to God or you are moving away from God. And so in Christianity, you are taught you need to repent and turn to God. Well, in all Judaism, we are taught that we must change direction and turn back to God. And the problem comes from the way the scripture is interpreted in a typical English Christian Bible as opposed to a Messianic Jewish Bible like Tree of Life. I'm simply going to give you several of the scriptures that deal with these fundamental differences, hoping that it will help you understand that we just have a different perspective on theology. Again, it does not affect our salvation. It simply affects our walk in this world. We'll begin in Romans 4:15, which reads, "The Torah brings about wrath, but where there is no law, neither is a violation." And what that means simply from my perspectives is that if we don't have any instructions, that's going to cause us a problem because there is no law. Therefore, there's no violation since sin is a violation of the law. Romans 5:13 reads, "For up until the Torah, sin was in the world, but sin does not count as sin when there is no law." So the Torah came not to bring sin into the world, but to reveal the sin that was in the world. Daniel 6:8 reads, "All the supervisors of the realm, the magistrates, satraps, ministers, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce a decree that anyone prays to any god or man for 30 days other than you, O king, will be put in the lion's den." In chapter 6 of Daniel, verse 12, "Then these men came as a group and found Daniel praying and making his supplication toward God." Well, that's not breaking any instructions of the Torah or the Bible. It's simply breaking man's law. So man has law where God in Hebrew does not have law. He simply gives instructions. Psalms 119 verse 18 read, "Open my eyes so I may behold the wonders of your Torah." Torah in Hebrew simply means instructions. Nowhere in the Hebrew Bible does it use the word law. It only uses that word in the Greek Bible. Romans 7:21 through 23 read, "So I find this principle, the evil present in me, the one who wants to do good, for I delight in the Torah of God with respect to the inner man, but I see a different law in my body battling against the law of my mind and bringing me into bondage under the law of sin in my body parts." And so this messianic interpretation separates the reality that the Torah of God is good. The problem is the law of sin that is in me. Romans 8:2 picks up on this thought, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death." And so the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah is the Torah from the standpoint of one who is in Messiah, and it sets us free from the law of sin, which is in death. 1 Corinthians 9:21 reads, "To those outside Torah, I became like one outside the Torah, though not being outside God's Torah, but in Messiah's Torah, so I might win those outside the Torah." In other words, if you don't have the Torah, I don't have to tell you you have to be obedient to the Torah. I will be with you as one who is outside the Torah, but not outside of Messiah's Torah, because I cannot ignore the instructions of God. As in pointed out in Galatians 6:2, "Bear one another's burdens. In this way you fulfill the Torah of Messiah." In other words, the Torah of the Bible teaches love God and love your neighbor. And that's just an instruction. That's not a law. Romans 3:27 read, "Where then is boasting? Is excluded. By what principle? Of works?" Or the word law? No, but by the principle of faith. Romans 7:22 says, "I delight in the Torah of God with respect to the inner man." So the Torah of God is good, but the law is never good, because that is legalism. Romans 7:25, "Thanks be to God, it is through Messiah Yeshua our Lord. So then, by myself I serve the Torah of God, but when in my flesh I serve the law of sin." So the battle in me as a messianic is to try to deal with the Torah of God without serving the law of sin, which is in me. Because the law of God is not a law. It is the instructions of God, the Torah of God. Romans 9:31, "But Israel, who pursued a Torah of righteousness, did not reach the Torah." In other words, Jewish people who try to live by the Torah can never find true justification, because we need the Messiah to impute his righteousness to us. So the Torah only leads us to a life of blessing once we have received the righteousness of Messiah Yeshua, who the church calls Jesus. Galatians 6:2, "Bear one another's burdens, in that way you fulfill the Torah of Messiah." In other words, the Torah simply says, love God, love one another. Acts 25:8, Paul said in his defense, "I have committed no offense against the Torah of the Jewish people or against the temple or against Caesar." He defended his life as never doing anything against the Torah of the Jewish people, because the Torah of the Jewish people is the Torah of God. The letter to Jacob, who is called James 1:25, "But the one who looks intently into the perfect Torah," the Torah that gives freedom and continues in it, not being a hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, "he shall be blessed in what he does." And so the Torah is perfect. The problem is, I am not. The same letter, Jacob, also called James 2:12, "So speak and act as those who judge according to the Torah that gives freedom, because the instructions of God free me from the law of sin and death that are within me." Luke 2:23-24, "As it is written in the Torah of Adonai, every firstborn male that opens womb shall be called holy to Adonai. So they offered a sacrifice according to what is said in the Torah of Adonai, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons." Well, this is Joseph and Mary, or Yosef and Miriam, who were bringing their son, Yeshua, to his dedication in the temple. Luke 2:39, "When Joseph and Miriam had completed everything according to the Torah of Adonai, they returned to the Galilee in their own city of Nazareth." So the parents who raised Yeshua certainly followed the Torah of God. Luke 2:22, "When the days of purification were fulfilled according to the Torah of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to Adonai." So again, you have to understand, the parents of Yeshua raised him according to the Torah of Moses. He walked according to his understanding of the Torah of Moses, and that is the instructions of God. Luke 24:44, "He said to them, 'These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you. Everything written concerning me in the Torah of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.'" Indeed, Messiah's first coming, his life, was completely a fulfillment of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, the Tanakh, which Christians call the Old Testament. John 7:23, "If man receives circumcision on Shabbat, so the Torah of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry that I healed a whole man's body whole on the Shabbat?" And so Yeshua never said, "We're not supposed to keep the Torah." He said, "I'm fulfilling the Torah when I do good for somebody." Acts 13:38, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brothers, that this one who proclaimed to you as removal of sins, including all those which could not be set right but the Torah of Moses." Now, he's not saying the Torah of Moses is something bad. He's saying the Torah of Moses only offers you life and blessing. It never offers you eternal life. Eternal life comes through the Messiah who gave us an entry into the kingdom of God. Acts 15:5. Some belonging to the party of the Pharisees who had believed stood up, saying it's necessary to circumcise them and command them to keep the Torah of Moses. And so when the Gentiles started coming into the kingdom, there was an argument they should keep the Torah of Moses, but nobody can truly keep the Torah of Moses. In Acts 28:23, they set aside a day to meet Paul and came to him in quarters in large numbers from morning to evening. He was explaining everything to them, testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them about Yeshua from both the Torah of Moses and the prophets. Paul also taught according to the Torah of Moses. That's the only Bible he had, and that's what shows us who the Messiah is. 1 Corinthians 9:9. For it is written in the Torah of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while he's threshing. Is it oxen that concern God? And so he's telling this Greek congregation of the Corinthians, look at what the Torah teaches. It's teaching us about not muzzling an ox, which means that God is concerned about taking care of those who serve. And then it gets into the concept of what do Gentiles actually do with the Torah? Romans 2:14-15 read, for when Gentiles who do not have the Torah do by nature things of the Torah, they are law to themselves, even though they do not have the Torah. So if you've never been exposed to the Torah, that doesn't mean you won't walk according to the Torah, because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into Torah following. Verse 15, they show the work of the Torah is written on their hearts, their conscience bearing witnesses, and their thoughts switching between accusing and defending them. And you know, if you are not used to the concept of the Torah, sometimes the Holy Spirit will convict you when you're doing something that you have been taught is okay, but you know it's against the Bible. Romans 3:20, for no human on the basis of Torah observant will be set right in the sight, for through the Torah comes awareness of sin. So I'm very sure and want you to be sure that I know that on the basis of Torah observant, nobody can be made right. The Torah rather explains to me what I do that is wrong. Romans 8:3, for what was impossible with the Torah, since it was weakened on account of the flesh, God has done, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and a sin offering, he condemned sin through flesh. And so it's not the Torah that was not able to fulfill what it promised. It's me that was unable to keep the Torah. Galatians 3:21, then is the Torah against the promises of God? May it never be. For if a law had been given that could impart life, certainly righteousness would have been based on the law. In other words, there's something wrong with the Torah? No, because if you could keep the Torah, you would be made right. The problem is us. We cannot because of this law of sin within us. Romans 3:19-20. Now we know that whatever the Torah says, it says to those within the Torah, so that every mouth may be shut and the whole world may become accountable God. For no human on the basis of Torah observance will be set right in his sight, for through the Torah comes the awareness of sin. Torah observant is made to be something that sets you free because you can do it, but if you think you have to do it, it will only bring death because that is legalism. Romans 5:13, for up until the Torah sin was in the world, but sin does not count as sin when there is no law. In other words, if God canceled the Torah, there are no more laws. You cannot sin. You no longer need the Messiah. Romans 5:20. Now the Torah came so that transgression might increase, but where sin increased, grace overflowed even more. In other words, without the Torah, you don't know what sin is. Romans 7:7. What shall we say? Is the Torah sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the Torah. For I would not have known about coveting if the Torah had not said, you shall not covet. And so we know what sin is because we have the Torah. That does not negate the Torah. That just exposes the law of the sin nature within us. Galatians 3:19. Then why the Torah? It was added because of the wrongdoings until the seed would come to whom the promise had been made. It was arranged through angels by the hand of the intermediary. Romans 7:12. So then, Torah is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous and good. There's nothing wrong with the Torah. The problem is our sin nature, which is the law of sin within us. Galatians 3:24. Therefore, the Torah became a guardian to lead us to Messiah, so that we might be made right based on trusting. If you don't walk according to the Torah, if you ignore the Torah, you're ignoring the instructions of God. And how can you walk according to God's will if you don't know what His will is? Romans 7:6 also explains, but now we have been released from the law, having died to what confined us, so we might serve in a new way of the Spirit and not the old way of the letter. In other words, it's not the letter of the law that we are interested in, because that is legalism, and legalism brings death. Rather, it is the Spirit of the Torah that God gives, that we can walk a life and receive blessing, and we can receive life now that we have eternal life through the Messiah. In Hebrews 7, verses 18 through 19, for on the one hand, the former requirement is set aside because of its weakness and effectiveness, for the Torah made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. In other words, the Torah cannot bring you into the fullness of the relationship with God. We need the Messiah to do that. But once we have the Messiah, we can now look at the Torah as something that is pleasing to God, and we get to keep the Torah. We do not have to keep the Torah. Romans 8:4. So that the requirement of Torah might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Ruach. And so I walk according to Torah as being led by the Spirit, never by the letter of the law. 1 Corinthians 9:21 reads, to those outside the Torah, I became like one outside the Torah, though not being outside God's Torah, but in Messiah's Torah, so I might win those outside Torah. Again, I reiterate, if you don't have the Torah, you do not need the Torah to have salvation. You simply need the Messiah to have your salvation. The Torah was given as a way to learn how to walk in a covenant relationship with God, and you can walk outside of this covenant relationship and still have your salvation. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens, and in that way fulfill the Torah of Messiah. And so in summation, I want you to understand that the Greek Bible translated in Christianity describes everything as law and teaches the false dichotomy between law and grace. However, any Jewish interpretation, including the Messianic Jewish interpretation, would always, always interpret the Torah as the Torah, because Torah does not mean law, it means instructions. And the question is never, should we be under the law, because we should not. The question is, should we pay attention to the instructions of God in order to know what pleases Him as we walk through this world? And I will close with that, and this concludes this teaching on the theology of sin. I hope this last teaching did not confuse any of you, and I want to reiterate, as a Messianic Jew, I do not have a better salvation and am not more saved than a Christian who doesn't know anything about the Torah. I simply am stating that if you've been taught the Torah is law, you have been taught incorrectly, because the Torah is instructions, and it gives you life and blessing, but it never, ever promised you eternal life. Eternal life comes through the Messiah who saves us from our sin, and our sin is revealed in the Torah of God. I hope this Bible study helped you. My intention is to continue with another topic, and if this is helping you, please email me and let me know. My email address is rabbijudah@bethmessiah.life. Again, email me at rabbijudah@bethmessiah.life. Blessings. Shalom.